It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark Husson. This is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live at 8 a.m. Pacific on August 26, 2024, and 11 a.m. on the East Coast. If you're new to the show, I hope you can come join us in the chat room. It's a beautiful, kind of like autumn morning. I think this is the nicest summer we've ever had in Colorado for me in a long time. It's just not been too blistering. It's been kind of sweet, you know. I've been appreciating it. I hope you're enjoying the same thing in your neck of the woods. I have instructions for you. Come on over to 12radio.com and let's take a look in. I hope you can come visit the chat room because it's kind of like amazing. And there's some beautiful people that visit. And you can just lurk. You don't have to, like, say anything. You can just, like, be who you are. But you get there by going over to 12radio.com and clicking that chat link on the left-hand side. That's, like, the easiest way. That's the way I get there because you can get lost on Facebook a little bit, especially in the private groups. And when you come, you'll see that Jay, my producer and colleague and friend, has put up the banner for the show, and then you click comments on the left-hand side, and you can just read. It's like, and it makes sure, there's like little things to make sure that you're looking at, but this is the kind of thing where you want to just sit back, enjoy, don't stress too much. If you come, you'll see a few people in the room already joining us, like Ellsworth, thank you for being here. Good morning, friends. Yesterday was my birthday, but I decided to celebrate today. Good for you. That's a choice we get. Happy birthday. Good for you, Ellsworth. I hope yesterday was beautiful for you. I hope today's even better. You know what a solar return is where the sun comes back. The sun comes back like a Saturn return. It comes back to the place it was when you were born, when you took your first breath. So what people do in astrology around birthdays is they like to see at exactly what time is their official birthday. I know for me, mine was a day early this year because think about it. I was born with the sun at, like, let's say 24 degrees of Cancer. And so what you do is this, that same year, you look for when the sun's at 24, that same degree. And there's programs that run them for you. And it tells you exactly when your little moment of birth is, your solar return. And I think there's a reason, I've always said this, holidays that have candles are sort of like ominous because they sort of, they're like, if there's a candle involved, our ancestors knew we needed to be brightening things up a little bit. So I hope it's a great one for you, Ellsworth, and thank you for visiting. Ellsworth Fran, I don't know if that's your first and last name reversed or because of how Facebook does it or how you do it, but whatever it is, happy birthday. I like Ellsworth as a name as well, so either one works for me. Hi, Lynn. Happy Monday. Welcome to the room, Lynn's. I don't want to say old faithful in the pejorative, but it's like you are like old faithful, the geyser that never. I just so appreciate seeing you, and it's sort of, you know, I hate to say it would be weird not seeing you because then that's just sort of like, you know, unnecessary pressure that, oh my gosh, you should be there. But it's nice to see you. And it's always, and if you weren't here, I'm going to just assume you're having a great time doing whatever you're doing. Renee, welcome to the room. Good to see you. All right, you guys. I did sort of flip the wrong switch here and I need to hit refresh and talk to you about, I want to talk to you about today. Well, and the week ahead. Today is, as many of you know, a Gemini moon. Those of you that aren't subscribed to the Power Peak, I can't imagine why you wouldn't be. So get on over to 12house.com. Get on that mailing list and tell a friend. There's a lot you could do with the 12 family that doesn't require any money. And the Power Peak is one of them. I think we're the few publications that actually just send it to you. You don't have to subscribe. You do have to sign up for the mailing list. It's not like Substack subscription. You don't have to pay for it. And it's also a way for me to measure how we're doing. How strong are we? How are people reading it? Are you all enjoying it? C.A. Brooks authors the dailies the week ahead. there's articles by Mo Abdelbaki. Y'all remember Mo? He's doing good. He has a new little grandchild in the, or a new little child in the form of a puppy, Cocoa Bean. So it's always fun to see him post pictures and how much he just gets gobsmacked around that dog. It's so cute. Ginger, also, these are all advisors at 1-2, writes for the Power Peak. Gracie writes for the Power Peak. The amazing Kelly Whetstone, who, you guys, Kelly has an extraordinary list of skills. She's a certified teacher from the school we had here locally in Colorado that was sort of like an offshoot of the Berkeley Psychic Institute. The classes she teaches are extraordinary. The wisdom she shares is extraordinary. The woman herself is extraordinary. And she's teaching an Empower You series, which means she's going to take you to the first class. And then once you get the mandatory first class, all the other classes you get to take with her are available. And she does them live. She'll do them with you on the phone. I mean, it's transformative. I hope you'll go check them out. Now, where do you go to look? Check them out. Check them out at 12academy.com, 12 Academy. You'll see Kelly's classes there. You can also register there. You can also, their phone classes too, you guys. And she's live on the other end. They're not just pre-recorded things you listen to, but you do get a recording of the class. The same is true for all our classes. So check out the classes. Jay has moon classes twice a month there with Raven, I believe. Kat is starting a new psychic class that has been just the bomb. She'll talk to you all about it on her show, which follows mine. So please go check out the classes. They're extraordinary. I love that 1-2 Academy is getting back in the groove. It's a perfect time to take classes. It's that sort of autumnal feel. the feeling of autumn. And so it's kind of like time for us to uptake a little bit, right? Now, maybe you heard that there was a Mercury retrograde happening in the sky. And a lot of you are jumping on the bandwagon of thinking about like not dreading it, you know, like actually having some totally cool fun with it. And I have thoroughly enjoyed this one. Now, did things break down during my retrograde? Let me think. There was one thing. Okay, yeah, there was, and I got, and I just sent it back. And the one that they sent in return was extraordinary. Like, even better, newer model, everything. So I had a good time with the retrograde. The other thing the retrograde did for me, I've been very introspective lately. I've been looking at things a lot differently. I promised you I wasn't going to let politics affect me anymore. I was so political. I am political still. But it's kind of fun because I'm checking everything out. I'm really not letting my mood, my experience be dictated by anything I hear or read. If I get an article sent to me that's hyperbolic, and you know it's hyperbolic when it's like, yeah, I hadn't heard it before, but that's outrageous. I can't believe it. Yeah, well, do your own research. Anyway, point for me is I've done extremely well with it, and I can't believe it. I'm at 0 point about fretting about the future. I'm not fretting about it. Now, am I not fretting about it because I'm in denial? I don't know. I'm just not fretting about it because I want to trust my life, and I want my life to be first. I don't want to have all this, rent out all this space for people in my brain. there's enough things to worry about. And then when you're doing that, when you're sort of like selecting what you're going to follow and what you're going to obsess about, you kind of get a little more control over what upsets you, what tips the bucket over. Now, during a retrograde, that stuff seems to be a little more intense. And that's why I thought this retrograde is kind of perfect, because I haven't done it the way I used to. It's like I'm not taking it in the way I did. And so the retrograde seems easier in that way, in the mental sort of capacity, where a worry doesn't just go down some rabbit hole or some spiral. Like I actually get a little control over it before it takes over. So that's been really fun with this retrograde. Now, the retrograde is in Leo right now. When it goes backwards, and it goes backwards, you guys, tomorrow, so happy retrograde direct. I know. It's like, and it is funny because there are certain things that if you push to do under a retrograde are destined to mess up. Like if you push to do communicative things, if you push to do things that involve electronics under a retrograde, they're bound to mess up. And they're not, there's no guarantee they will, because you can do things with a thorough thought, but it's funny. This is ruling the brain. So when Mercury is sort of showing us that we're kind of internal, it takes a little extra effort to make external decisions. So I hope you're having some breakthroughs under this retrograde, because it has been extraordinary. Now, I do watch my Gemini friends, people with Gemini moons, risings, suns, and Virgo moons, risings, and sun signs. Those guys get weird. I'm sorry. And all, you know, all my Gemini Virgo friends listening, well, the Virgos would agree. Yeah, I got weird. The Geminis are like, I'm not weird. And they, but it does tend to take them into a little bit of a, you know, a hidden place. It's internal because the other twin takes over. They don't always see it, but it does happen. And it's fine because they'll be back Tuesday, right? I have one friend who's so butthurt about another friend that won't play and won't communicate and just internal. The other friend is a Cancer. And the friend is just like beside himself. He just can't deal with the fact that there's like, I'm like, Cancers do that, man. They go in. I mean, so chill a little bit, you know, like it's all going to change because it's not just a Cancer with the Gemini moon. And that's really being affected by Mercury. So that's something to remember, but it is going to be into Leo. And then it, when it goes forward, we get to like this sort of speed back into our life again. And I just, you know, all the things that we had put on hold are sort of back to visit. And all I'm saying is one day at a time, guys, it's going to be okay. Now, I want to go over a lot of why we need to be prepped this week, because there's a lot of things that are changing and it'll affect our brain. Now, here's the thing. You have a brain that gets affected, but you also have a mind that doesn't get affected. And if the mind is identified with the brain, if the mind thinks it is the brain, it'll get affected. So I'm saying you have two things going on. You have a brain that'll kind of be moody this week. But you have a mind that doesn't have to be affected or attached to the mood of the brain. And the way you separate those two is by acknowledging, you can say, oh, I see that mood thing happening. I see it. And just in the ability to say, I see it, you've separated from it a little bit. It's a part of me going, you know, it's a part of me being a little, you know, like, ugh. And so when you see that part, you've separated from it. It's just like that. Okay. So I'm going to guide us through this week a little bit. I'm going to answer your questions too. I'm hitting refresh you guys, but I want us to get a little bit more into the groove of how important your system is for you. Your personal astrological, personal life system is for you. If you're being led by the nose, in anything, if you're being guided on what to feel, what to think, what to hear, what to say, what the move, then take a look at it. That's all. Take a look at it. I understand it, but especially during the political climate, it used to be that news was bored with politics, right? It used to be the most boring thing. And now it seems like it's our cultural trend. It's our life. And I understand why. I know there's important things that happen. But I also understand that if it was possible for us to have an existence to let this outside thing do its thing while we watch, that we've lost touch with that a little bit. And so astrology has a way of bringing us back to that by looking at sort of like, if you ever looked at your chart and just saw, oh, I'm being affected this way because of this. You can say because of this, and we all wink at each other because we know it's not the planets doing that. The planets are reflecting what's already happening with your psyche, what you're doing. They're just reflecting it. Okay, so today's Gemini moon is about information. It's about talk. It's about lightness. It's about understanding the dual nature of what we are. And what's dual nature mean? Dual nature means there's two. But it also means you can't really know happiness if you don't understand sadness. You can't. There's no contrast. How do you know what's happy if you've never had the opposite, right? It's like, oh, I'm always like this. Well, yeah, maybe you're not. And so let me show you. Boom. And now you're crying sad. Now you understand what happiness is, right? There you go. So I don't know, oh, look, I'm pain-free. Well, bam, punch in the stomach. Oh, now you miss being pain-free because now you understand it. Okay, so the opposite is Gemini. That's today. Now, in the world of politics, I'll also say that we have two air signs running for president. We have a Gemini and we have a Libra. They both have fire moons. We have a Sag moon and we have an Aries moon. Very interesting. Makes it really fun. Now, in your life, this Gemini moon lands somewhere around your chart, wherever Gemini is. And what does it do is it activates the dualistic nature of you. So there's a part of you, and the thing about Gemini that's really interesting, and my Gemini friends do this, all of them. When they're happy, they never remember being unhappy. When they're unhappy, they only remember being unhappy. They don't remember being happy. It's sort of like this thing. It's dualistic. Their mind latches onto the one side, not the other. You're going to probably do the same thing. If you're feeling pretty good today, then you're like, life is good. It's hard to remember the things that are bad. You could probably think of some things and bring yourself down a little bit, but you don't have to, right? Because right now it's really good. You have friends, you're connecting, da-da-da. So, or the opposite is true. You kind of wake up and you go, ugh, I have nobody in my life, right? Okay, I get that. You ride that roller coaster too. But your mind doesn't have to attach to that thought either and say, that's true about me. Your mind can go, oh, I see that you're feeling that. Seriously, I see that I'm feeling that sense of rejection and hopelessness, and I see it. I understand that I'm feeling that. I understand that's a part of you, but there is a but here. It doesn't necessarily mean that's what's really happening in the world, or there's a reason for it. Our reactions to feelings are very, very, very personal. Notice I said a reaction to a feeling. Sometimes it's an emotion. An emotion is a reaction to a feeling. Sometimes it's a behavior. A behavior is a reaction to a feeling. So if we're reacting to the feeling, guess what we're not doing typically is feeling it. How do you feel sadness if you're not going to cry, Mark? It's an awareness. It's a sensation. Crying is like, oh, look, I was so sad I cried, or I felt it so deeply I cried. Or it's a sensation. The emotion is there, but it doesn't have to reflect out. It's not good one way or the other. It's just I'm saying emotions are different than feelings. Emoting is a verb. It's an action thing you do when you have a feeling. Now, the reason I'm explaining that is because we're in this dualistic time, and I want you to be able to say, even though I'm having this feeling, I am not necessarily the feeling. I am separate from that feeling. That is such an important distinction for you to work on. You're not the feeling. You're having the feeling. So if you aren't the feeling, who's having the feeling? It's you. And that feeling is somewhere in there doing its thing, and you're watching it. So instead of saying, I'm depressed, it's I feel depressed. Makes a difference a little bit. You're separating from it. You know, I'm not an affirmation guy. I don't care how you word things. I don't think the universe is so mean and cruel and dumb that if you don't say it exactly perfectly, you get screwed. This is not my way. I don't believe it. I'm not going to believe it. If I say that joke kills me and you go, oh my God, that's just a horrible thing to say, then you're stupid. Sorry. You're being mean. I'll say that. Stupid means mean. You're being mean to yourself. You're being mean to anybody you're saying that to, and you're being mean for having the thought. You're just being mean, and that's stupid. You don't have to be mean. So you got to be able to look at this stuff a little more tenderly, a little more lovingly. If you're walking this fine line of rules and regulations, then you obviously think the universe is a universe of rules and regulations, or God is a God of rules and regulations, or your goddess or whatever you pray to. And if that's what you want to believe, if that's what you think, well, that's fine, but it also isn't very loving. If everything you say and do is so contingent on the language that you use, so apparently you're, you know, the multi-language of the universal spirit speaks your language flawlessly and really likes the use of conjunctions and verbs properly. And that's just what we do during these Virgo-y times. We sort of get a little persnickety. We get a little like detailed about how things are going to be. OCD goes crazy when the sun's in Virgo. The sun's in Virgo right now. So you could have a better time enjoying it a little bit. Giving yourself a little pass, a little break on how much you want to terrorize yourself. And that's one of the gifts of a Gemini moon. Gemini moon is like, can we just have a little fun? A little bit. Can I just connect with enough people out here that it sort of takes me out of my world long enough that I can remember there's another world bigger than me and I'm connecting and this is fun? Okay. So good for you if you're already doing all that, because Lord knows during times like this where the planets are changing, and I'm telling you, big changes this week, I'll tell you about them. I'm not just sort of doing headliners here. It makes a difference to understand what they are. All right, so now let's go to the next thing, which is a really quick hello to the people who've just walked in the room, like Mary Jean Harris. Good morning, Sarah. Thank you for being here. Ali Shaya, thank you for being here, and thanks for the lovely gift. Hi, Penny. Welcome. Charlene, woke up feeling a bit blue, grabbed my coffee, was uplifted by an awesome show in the sky. Rainbow surprise filled with gratitude. Look how gorgeous that is. She put a picture. No doubt, Charlene, it's a lovely little metaphor. I love that because it's sort of like, wait, the other side of this is look. And all of a sudden it's sort of like, yeah, let's bring our mind to that, right? You know, energy goes where the focus is, right? So if your focus is on a rainbow, let's put some energy there. That's great. Good job. Gwen, changes. Yep, anytime I hear changes, I do sing that song. Gwen, thank you. Happy Monday. Quelly, thanks for being here. Hi, Maya. Pamela, Mark, so happy that it's time for your show. Had a lot of things malfunction, but also a lot of weird stuff happened. The weird stuff was fun, so I guess it evens out. It can, Pamela, and sometimes it just sucks. Listen, I've had retrogrades that were disastrous, but my point is I've had non-retrogrades that were disastrous, even worse. And so, just if the timing correlates with the Mercury retrograde, A, you get to blame Mercury, which is fabulous. It's a fabulous thing to do. Just don't believe it that Mercury did it. It just happened under it, so we can blame it. But Mercury didn't do that. And a lot of things, Mercury is good that way, though. Mercury retrogrades are really good for exposing what it is we sort of like bypassed. Let's see. Hi, Nadine. Welcome. Tara, Tara, right? I'm talking about it every week whenever I say your name. What is she singing? Get on, break on through to the other side. You know, these songs get in there, don't they? Woo, Lord. K Dragon's in the house. Hi, K. Welcome. K is an advisor over at 1-2 as well. She channels Merlin. If you never talked to K or listened to her show, she has a show on Thursdays with Maureen. Strands of Wisdom. You should check her out. Really kind of cool stuff. Thanks for being here, Kay. Quelly, Grand Rising, Mark, and family, I am ready. I'm already seeing the mood thing going on. I'm having to consciously remind myself all is well. You know, thank you, Quelly. I think it's good. All is well. And it's good to remember that. It's also good to say, you know, I get that it sucks. That's another way to say all is well. I get it. Because the part of us is going, yeah, I know it sucks. It's okay. Come on, come here, come over. Let me give you a hug kind of thing. You feel like, gotten. You're not lying to the part of your emotional body that's like, ugh. It's okay, though. Listen, Mercury is slowing down. Moods are going to be wonky, right? They're going to be a little weird. They get weird on the slowdowns, you guys. Venus is changing signs. They get weird on the sign changes. We're going to talk about that. Venus is getting out of Virgo, though. So a lot of the extra nitpicking, see ya. Serena's in the house. Hi, Serena. I absolutely have been feeling the mind versus the brain lately and love that you're driving into this today. Always look forward to your shows Monday morning. Thank you, Serena. I look forward to yours as well. She has the show following Jamie Dawn today, noon. Check it out. Serena, also an advisor at 1-2. The advisors are extraordinary here, you guys. I'm not kidding. They're extraordinary. And it's so lovely that we all have that support to reach out to should we need it or should we just want a little boost. So, per Serena's underscore of this mind versus the brain, you've got to remember, please do remember that you do have this autonomic nervous system. And there was a saying in the Est in the S training years and years and years and years ago. I took it like three times because, you know, A, I didn't get it, and B, I hated the people, and C, I became an S-hole and then needed to go do it to undo it so I could realize what I needed to undo. And I did. It was fun, and it was also like, whoo, Lord. If you knew me during the time, I was probably unbearable. But I also saw the flaw, and I also saw the gifts. One of the things that Werner Erhard drove home was that the mind is, he's talking about the brain now as a computer, and its basic job is to keep you alive. That's what it does. So what this, he called it the mind. And I didn't want to confuse you by saying there's two minds. There's a right mind and there's a crazy mind. Like that, there is. But the one mind's job is to keep you alive at all costs. That's our basic primal mind. It's to keep you alive or whatever you identify as alive. So if you identify as a car, if you're in love with your car, that car is you. If someone scratches it, you feel pain, and that car starts to roll off a cliff, your mind will throw your body in front of the car to stop it because your mind is protecting what you identify with. If you identify with your pain, your mind protects it. If you identify with your happiness, your mind protects it. It's what you identify with is what that we think that we are, that the mind's job is to protect that or whatever you identify with, right? That's just the rules. Now, in the right, and that's like fine to know, but there is another mind that sees all that happening. That's you. Like, oh, I see that part of me. I see how I just jumped in and joined the band, the chorus of "You're a Loser." Y'all ever do that? Like, I'm an idiot. I don't mind saying that, and I'm not afraid to say it because universe isn't going to like now stamp me with "I'm an idiot" because I am not afraid. What I do though think is that the "I'm an idiot" part can be followed up with a wink, wink. Come here, give me a hug. I get it. Let's move on. You're an idiot. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I'm not. I wouldn't say that to a child. You're an idiot. Get over here. Unless I really had that child's sense of humor locked in with mine and they got what I was doing, but I get what I'm doing to myself when I do it. So, and that's why I'm saying, like, it isn't about lying to ourselves. It's about seeing it and going, oh, okay, let me just correct that. And in the ultimate sense of spirituality, there is nothing more difficult than something else. It all just gets resolved with an alignment inside. All of it. You don't have to you can think you have this giant insurmountable problem. You don't know what you're going to do and you're freaked out and you now need to get control of everything because that's how I learned to deal with crisis. I get control of everything and I tighten up my belt and I get really disciplined to overcome this mountain, right? To overcome this terrible hurdle that was presented to me. Or I can recognize that it's scary. I can recognize that there's a mountain that looks like I'm going to have to climb. I can recognize all the hysterical training that I got that's going to teach me to be, you know, pull it all in and to be good. And then understand that I'm not any of that stuff. And I don't walk away from it, but I'm not afraid to look at it anymore. Because now, because I'm observing it through a sort of adult mind, there's an adult in the room. I can relax a little bit. I can even get hysterical because there's an adult in the room. And an adult in the room is the one saying, you're loved. You're connected to something so much greater. It's going to be okay. I'm here. Let's figure it out. And we settle down and we take a look. And then we call our astrologer or we call our friend or we get support to say, hey, can you help me walk through this a little bit? I'm on the wrong side of this in my head. I can feel it. You know how I know I'm on the wrong side of it? I feel unsafe. That's how I knew to let go of politics in a big way, in a greater way than I had been before. And the letting go was like, I didn't embrace one ideal and then like anything happens, I'm going to die. No, I decided I am not politics. It's not me. It doesn't define me. It's not who I am. I mean, it got to the point where if I even told a friend on who asked me an opinion, if I didn't agree with them, you could feel the disappointment, the hurt, the pain, the rage, the hurt. That's identification, and that's religion. And I don't have one in that sense. It was my religion. Politics was my religion. But you can tell if it's somebody's religion if you have to believe their way, right? It's the same thing. It's fanaticism. I know it's hard to believe. I know we all feel like it's the end of the world. It's the cliff, because news makes a lot of money telling us that. And if it is for you, good. Okay, good. You identified. You got it. You know what's good for you. You know what cliff you need to jump off of. Go. I mean, God bless you. But I want to live my life a little differently than that. I want to straighten it up a little more than that. I'm not going to, like, the. And it used to have this thing. I still have it a little bit. If I thought I'm going to be, like, I do this with employees. We'll use employees as examples. If I thought an employee was going to be disappointed that I'm going to do something and they start pulling back a little or they start getting a little, I have to do it now. I have to. My soul makes me, because I'm not going to be controlled. I have this phobia about that. And I get it. I can be. It's okay. But I also get that I'm, the minute it looks like somebody is going to withdraw because of something I have or said, I've told you all this a million times, I have to do it now. I have to. Because now I think I'm doing it for you. And that doesn't work. Now I've lost my personal soul. I'm doing it because I don't want you mad at me. Ridiculous. Ridiculous people. Now, let's take this energy and talk about the week ahead, because that's really what this is about. And I mean it. Today and tomorrow is a Gemini moon. This is great. Mercury is getting ready to stop in its tracks. It doesn't move anymore. And if you're feeling that sense of depression or you're stuck in a mood, it is going to feel that way tomorrow. And Wednesday, it can. Or if you're feeling stuck in a good mood, it'll feel good too. But you can feel stuck. Now, get this. If you have an observer that goes, oh, this is that feeling he was talking about, being stuck, it changes everything. This is why it's important to know what's going on. This is why it's important to hear it. So if you start feeling that things are slowing down and you're kind of like hitting a brick wall, or that same anxiety is coming up, that same acid reflux is coming up, that same hurt in your shoulders coming up, that same fear, low-grade fear is coming up, Mercury has stopped. And there's a part of your brain that goes, oh, it's stopped. I can see. That's what he was talking about. So I'm going to feel this weirdness. And just like at the minute you tell yourself, I'm going to feel this weirdness, the weirdness kind of changes. You relax a little bit. That's the importance of the observing mind, of the adults in the room. And what's really happening with Mercury is nothing. It's just moving around the sun like it always has. We're passing it, though, in a way that makes it look like it's stationary. Like when you're passing a car on the highway and you reach that same speed as the car, if you were blindfolded and your eyes were then revealed, the car next to you would look like it's just standing there, but you're actually both moving at the same speed. That's what tomorrow is about. Mercury's just moving at the same speed of us for a moment, and then we start it starts passing us, because it's actually very much faster than we are going around the sun. But now we're going in such a way we recognize we're on the same highway, and now it looks like it's going in the normal direction. So a couple days of that. But then what? And that is until Thursday. So here's the thing. It's on Tuesday. Wait a minute. Tuesday that Mercury is actually at its stopping and stopped point. Tomorrow it'll feel stopped. Wednesday it'll feel stopped. Thursday it'll feel stopped. Friday it starts eking forward. So we have this 3-day thing here, right? But also right in the middle of that, Thursday, Venus is going to leave Virgo and enter Libra. Its ruling sign. Just the sound of that. Venus is leaving Virgo and entering the sign that it rules. Doesn't that give you a sense that that's going to be okay? That sounds good, doesn't it? It does. And it is. Because Venus is going to be in Libra. And so it's going to be functioning a lot more effectively. It's not no longer going to be Virgoing out on sifting the grains of sand and what's this and what's this and what's this and what's this and what's this. It's hard to be a Virgo. It's hard for Venus to be in Virgo. Because they see everything. They know what's going on. They see the grains of sand shifting. They know how to the shapes, you know. Virgo's sifting everything through. And if you have strong Virgo in your chart, like a lot of you were born with that Pluto, Uranus, Mars conjunction in Virgo, you guys have the same stuff. And you have to do everything with that. You have to do everything with that same precision. Unless you're not a zombie, unless you did get your mind to look at what you're doing a little bit, unless you did realize that you don't have to be righteously right all the time, then you're going to just be following some automatic thing you do. So Thursday, Venus enters Libra. What happens on the day a planet changes signs? It's wonky. What happens when a planet changes direction? It's wonky. So I'm just saying, it's not like you're going to have this feel-good moment. You have the capacity, for God's sake, you really do. But it could be that the world around you still looks a little wonky. And that's okay, because that's what's happening. We're getting adjustments. It's like at the chiropractor, right? When it snap, crackle, and pops you, ooh, and then, ah, that's all that's happening. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. We could have just put that in the power beat. Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday. Okay. So now Friday, we're going to have, now the moon's in Cancer when these changes are taking place on Wednesday and Thursday. Means you're going to feel it. You're going to have some, that double underscores the moodiness, right? So if you're feeling like a little crabby, you could change it. I'm just saying you could change it. But you could also like notice that you're feeling crappy and just move on. It's like ice pack on your head, be done. Friday into the weekend, through until Sunday, things are starting to stabilize. We're feeling the Leonian sort of heart opening up. We're feeling a little better. We're feeling we're coming around. You can all read about this in detail in CA's article in Mark's Power Peak, which is over at markhusson.com. The password this week is light, L-I-G-H-T. Okay, now Sunday's another one. Saturday is the last day of August. I promise you I'm not going to say Jesus. But Jesus, this is crazy how fast it's moving. September 1st, happy birthday, Jeannie. September 1st, the sun, the moon, the moon's in Leo. It will change into Virgo later that day. But a couple of things are happening that day. Pluto, this is so big. Pluto is leaving Aquarius for its last time. We talked about this. It was going to visit for a while, lighten us up a little bit. Notice it did. It did a little bit. Now it's going back into Capricorn. 29 degrees, that crappy ass number. 29 degrees of Capricorn. And I don't mean that if you have 29 degrees Capricorn in your chart that you're crappy ass. It means 29 is the most intense of all the numbers of the zodiac. So if you have something at 29, you're the culmination of all that. And the 29 degrees of Capricorn stays until the election. Through the election. And that's what makes astrologers just drool over this stuff, because it's like, ooh, we leave air where both of the candidates were air signs and we go to earth. Neither of them are earth signs. Neither of them have an earthy moon. And I'm pretty sure we don't know. I'm sure we know Kamala's rising. We know Trump's rising is Leo. So it's interesting. Pluto is now back to where it was when we created the United States. The Declaration of Independence, July 4th, had Pluto 29 degrees of Capricorn. How crazy is that? Okay, so Uranus will also be going backwards on Sunday. Pluto will be going into, Pluto is, now all the outer planets go backwards in the spring and they go forward in the fall. Uranus is a little late to the party, but it won't be retrograde too long. So Uranus is going retrograde in Taurus. Again, Taurus is, I know y'all are like, would you get that thing off my sun sign, please? But Uranus is retrograding. So guess what? Aquarians, Scorpios are kind of pulling in, and our Geminis and Virgos are kind of pulling out. So if you know any Geminis or Virgo, you can welcome them back to the party when they get here. I'm thinking that's everybody. Let's see. Saturn is now direct. So where's my little book? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Saturn does go retrograde here soon, though. No. I apologize. Saturn is retrograde. So the Capricorns, yeah, this is all the retrogrades right now, all of them. Except for Jupiter. Saturn is retrograde, that means Capricorns. Uranus is retrograde, that means Aquarians. Neptune is retrograde, that means Pisces. Pluto is retrograde, and that means Scorpios. All y'all are just going to go internal, which you do every year. Now, Pluto's retrograde. Pluto has been retrograde for a while, and it's probably the first to pop out as it, right after the election, too. Saturn also pops out of retrograde in November. So we're going to see some popping out. Neptune pops out of retrograde in December. So by the end of January of 2025, all the outer planets, sorry for Javi barking. Let me yell at him real quick. Okay, thanks. So that's normal. Retrograde in the summer. It's almost... Isn't it almost counterintuitive? We think of spring forward and spring, you know, yay, we're going to move forward. But that's when all the outer planets tend to be retrograde. It's just sort of like to bring the balance in, but that's usually when they all retrograde. Doesn't mean a whole lot. I don't think you're going to notice a whole lot. It's no more important than a Mercury retrograde. But I do think it affects the natives, those people who are ruled by those planets, a little differently. So some of y'all might be feeling a little internal. Whatever, it's so such a nebulous thing to say, it's not even worth talking about. Now, I'm going to come and see you guys real quick, see how we're doing here. Okay. But where'd you go? Okay, there we are. It's going to take a minute. Just got to hit refresh here. And then comments and... all comments. There we are. Okay. Thank you guys so much. All right. So, Lynn, this is a great conversation not to terrorize ourselves. Thank Lynn, especially since this is the sixth day with no running water in our house. Oh, a pipe broke. Jeez, Lynn, hopefully be fixed today. So appreciate the water. Yeah, Lynn, let's all project that gets done. That's not fun. Hi, Christina. Welcome. Truly. Thanks for being here. Jim's in the house. Hi, Jim. Joni. Great perspectives today. Really enjoying. Thanks, Joni. I do love the feedback. I don't, you know, sometimes it's like you're talking to air, you know, you guys, I won't know, but thank you so much. Hi, Pamela. I'm going to start calling you Dr. Mark. You have the best medicine. That's so sweet. Thank you. That'll be the only doctor I get. Pam, wonderful, Mark. Your words are gems. Thank you. Oh, you guys, thank you for appreciating it. That's so kind. I do know it's tough. I do know this time period is tough. I'm not trying to make light of it because I know a lot of people who are going through tough stuff. I do it. I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes and I'm like, whoo, Lord, get that thought out of my brain, please. And then, you know, whatever you do, like I might have to flip on the TV. I might have to pull the boys closer to me. I just saw a show on The Secret Life of Dogs. It's not really, I don't think it's called that, Inside the Mind of Dogs. It's cute. It's like it's nothing we didn't know, right? They're, shows how they can detect cancer and how they can, they're training them to find, to pull doors. I mean, their training is really hard, especially for service dogs. But I think the thing that it makes me aware of is this, they showed how a dog will expose the white of its eye to it's a thing that we naturally see as friendship. And like when, you know, that look when, I know when Duncan has his head on his toy and he's smashing it with his face, but his eyes, he's looking up. It's so cute, right? So, but they kind of learned all that. Point being, you get these thoughts like, I don't want to ever say goodbye to them. And, you know, you can make yourself upset and you could like, you could, you know, think terrible things, right? You can let your brain have do that. Now, you can let your brain do that. You can let your brain have fun with that. But if you don't call in the sort of adult in the room to sort of like know what you're doing, like, what are you doing here? Well, I'm just sort of taking a worst case scenario and sort of allowing myself to experience it, because I think Scorpios get less scared when they do that. You know, that thing where Scorpios bury everyone they loved a million times. But then you took a moment and you asked what you were doing. You didn't just dive in. You didn't just go right to fear and loathing. You went to, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm just taking a minute and looking at this. And that's what we got to learn to do with everything. Why are you hating so hard here? Why are you hating so hard here? I know it's just sort of project. And we're going to talk here soon about how we project our planets, how we literally project our planets, how we project our ailments. Isn't that interesting? The somatized, we somatize our planetary experiences, make them in the physical form. And the more we understand our charts, the more we can see the somatization. I hate using that word to sound, well, I like it because now I have a doctorate. I can use it. And we can, we start manifesting fears. We start manifesting the relationship of our planets. We start, like you're born with certain inherent fear. You're born with it. Being aware of it is profound. It's what makes you the most unique species that ever existed, to be aware that you have a fear. And the charts being handed to you saying, here, there it is. Look, right there, right there. Fun stuff really is, you guys. So the idea is, how do you love yourself? When we know the cliff is going to come soon, you know, whatever that means, you know what I mean? Like we're on a road. We're on the highway of life. At some point, we take the detour. Or at some point, we reach the end. This just happens. It's true. Your job between now and then, get as happy, fit, trusting, safe, and feeling of immense joy as you can. Serious. And that doesn't mean plan a trip. That might be your version of joy. You know, for me, that wouldn't be. It'd be plan a trip on Discovery Channel. But the idea is you throw away the judgments. You start these little moments in life. And that segues me into the gratitude board. I went to the gratitude board on 12listen.com the other day and wrote about four things I was grateful for in great detail because it's anonymous. But you just go to 12listen.com underneath the advisors and you click the button and say, just type something to be grateful for, because boy, did I need to find something to be happy for, to be grateful for. Because that was a day where my little Virgo, Jupiter and Virgo, Scorpio mind could not find the way out of what's good here. I'm like, oh, let's go figure it out. So we went, I pulled the boys close to me. I went over to the gratitude board and I just typed, thank you. Thank you. And if you're faced with just those two words and you have to apply something to them, you can do it. And that's what we got to do. Why do we got to do it? We don't have to do it. You got to do it if you want to find a little place of contentment in a crazy, messed up, dualistic, always something going to be pulling the carpet from under his world. We have to have the ability to pull it up for ourselves whenever we need a moment to be grateful. Because we can certainly find the things to complain about. We can the people to hate on. That's easy pickings. It's harder to do this, you guys, especially when you have other people involved who are not particularly on the same path or not on the same journey. That's why this inner relationship is so important, because you will never understand the word lonely. You will celebrate the word alone, and you will never understand lonely, because you start really getting that there is a consciousness there that wants to uplift you, and it's not necessarily you. And that's the fun part. other adventures in astrology that I hope to talk to you about. I've been reading a lot about the South Node and the North Node and these, and it's so funny how quickly people go into your past life, right? There's such a big assumption there because there's not anything provable there. So people get to talk about it a little safely. It's a quality because the South Node sort of tells us about a skill set that you're bringing to the table that you're really good at, but maybe it's not useful anymore. You got to go to your North Node. But I was just reading some people who I respected talking about past lives, and it's sort of like, well, it's not that I disrespect it. It's more like you should acknowledge that it might be one explanation for it, but it's definitely not one that you want everyone needs to grasp. It's just you have a propensity for this kind of talent. If you want to add to it that came because you had that skill in another life, that's your business. But for me, I just was like, you have this propensity for this talent. I don't want to assume, you know, I don't know. See, that's a big change for me because it was always like you had this in a past life. So I learned it. But now you have it. I don't want to add anything else. You have this ability, but it's a weakening ability, the South Node. So if you have South Node in Gemini, it's the weakening ability for you to have a connection with other people. It's what you do when you are out of your body. You go make connection. Like link it up with everybody. And it's sort of like, that's not your best solution. Because what's being asked of you is the opposite, the North Node in Sag, which is to have a leap of faith. I just described my nodes. I want to describe yours. And that's what we're going to do in very short shows coming up. We're going to talk about what you can do to recognize these gifts you have and when you're relying on them in an unhealthy way. I'll say quote unquote unhealthy, right? In an unskilled way. I think that's how we like to say it, with our noses slightly up. So we're going to get into the nodes. I'd like to do that with you because I think it's just as we learn, we learn so much more. It evolves. It's like a DNA strand. It just keeps, it all looks the same. It's like a Saturn return. First one has one look, but the second one has a different octave altogether. And a lot of you with Saturn and Pisces are dealing with that one, which we're going to get into. So one last goodbye, and then I'm going to sign us over to Kat Nicholson. If you don't know Kat, you've been missing out. You're in for a treat. But let me hit refresh here and see how you guys are doing, and we'll get you sent off for the great week. It's Gemini, Wednesday, Mercury retrograde. Thursday, Venus enters Libra. Take a breather for the weekend, and then Sunday, two biggies. Okay, and then I'll be here next Monday to talk to you about those two biggies. Okay, so let me reload here real quick, you guys. I'm coming in. I'm going to say goodbye. Just I want to make sure that nobody's like, he didn't answer my question. It's like, it's all right. If you had a question, I'm going to come see it. So there we go. Okay. Did I change it to top comments? See, I forget to change it. And then I only see 10 comments because I didn't hit switch to all comments. Those of you that come to Facebook a lot know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes, Lori Love is in the house. Hi, Lori. She is the show after Kat. So it's me, Kat, Lori, Jamie Don, and Javi, and Serena after Jamie Don. Let me yell at him real quick. Okay. He's better at my one yell. Well, see, now he's pushing back. Okay, Ali Shea, I'm going back on all my notes to your astrology class because this is getting complicated. I'm sorry, Ali Shea. You don't have to go back on your notes. Sometimes I just drift a little more into technical stuff. You don't need to. We'll review it. Hi, Truly. I thought about the whites of their eyes when I watched that show as well. It blows my mind the way we connect. Hey, Truly, we watched it. Jackie, good, glorious morning, everyone. Happiness is a feeling good about yourself. Louise, hey, thank you, Mark, for helping us feel good about ourselves. Both Wayne and Louise left their bodies on August 30th. I did not know that they both left it the same day, Jackie. Same date. I know different years. But their spirits are alive and well in you and me and everyone who listens. Boy, that is such a sweet compliment. Thank you. Love to learn about the notes. Thank you so much as always, Ali Shea. You guys, you're really rock stars. Let's celebrate Mercury going direct on Wednesday with a thank you to Mercury for some of the things it uncovered for us over the past 3 weeks. And some of the amazing gifts you get. Don't get over like serious about it. Mercury's a little shit sometimes too. I'm not stupid. But take a minute and realize that it's your projection that's making it do what it does. So give a little round of applause to yourself. Go over to 1-2-listen.com and hit the gratitude board. Please check in with one of the advisors if you need support. They're phenomenal. We have sales all week, so get on the mailing list over at 12house.com. So everything's 12, right? 12house, 12listen, 12academy, the classes, Kelly's class, don't forget, Jay's class, Kat's class, Kay's channeling, all going to be over there. And 12radio as always. We have an app. Download the app and enjoy. And you know what? Know this. I love you. Thank you so much for being here. This is Mark Husson, and this is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour.